If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. Ever feel like you're constantly giving in your relationships? Like you're running on empty, while everyone else seems to be swimming in joy and energy? You know that feeling when you've just said yes one too many times, even though deep down, you wanted to scream nope? Well, today we're diving headfirst into the powerful world of boundaries. We're talking about those invisible lines we draw to protect our well-being, our time, and our sanity in all our relationships, romantic, friendships, family, even that annoying coworker who borrows your stapler every 5 minutes. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or saying no all the time. It's about cultivating a sense of respect for yourself and honoring your own needs. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk into your house and start rummaging through your drawers without asking, right? Boundaries are kind of like that. They create a safe space where you can be authentically you, knowing that your limits are respected. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build those rock-solid boundaries. First up, identify your needs. What drains you? What makes you feel uncomfortable or resentful? Take some time for self-reflection, journal, meditate, chat with a trusted friend. Figure out what truly matters to you and what you're willing to compromise on. Remember, your needs are just as valid as anyone else's. Next, communicate clearly and assertively. Don't be afraid to say no when something doesn't align with your values or limits. Practice using I statements to express to yourself, "I feel overwhelmed when I have too many commitments," or "I need some time alone to recharge." Be direct and respectful, but firm. Think of it like a polite yet unshakable wall that protects your energy. Third, learn to say yes strategically. Saying yes to things that genuinely bring you joy and contribute to your well-being is important. But saying yes just to please others can lead to resentment and burnout. Learn the art of choosing your battles wisely. Sometimes a well-timed no is the greatest act of self-love. Fourth, enforce those boundaries consistently. This is where it gets real. Saying no once is great, but sticking to your boundaries over time builds trust and respect. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but remember, you are not responsible for other people's feelings, you are responsible for protecting your own. And finally, be kind to yourself. Setting healthy boundaries is a continuous journey, not a destination. There will be times when you stumble or feel tempted to compromise. Don't beat yourself up. Just acknowledge the slip-up, learn from it, and keep moving forward. You're doing great. Now let me paint you a picture with a real-world scenario. Imagine your best friend constantly calls you at work, expecting you to drop everything for them. They might say things like, "But you always help me." Or it's just a quick question. You feel pressure to answer, even though it disrupts your workflow and makes you stressed. This is where boundaries come in. You can politely tell your friend that while you're always there for them, work hours are dedicated time for focusing on your job. Suggest alternative times to connect, like after work or during the weekend. It might feel awkward at first, but by setting this boundary, you protect your own time and energy, allowing for a healthier and more balanced friendship. So, remember folks, boundaries aren't about creating walls, they're about building bridges to stronger, healthier relationships. Start with identifying your needs, communicate clearly, say yes strategically, enforce those limits consistently, and most importantly, be kind to yourself throughout this journey. You got this. Now go out there and rock those boundaries. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences on social media. Use the hashtag #StoicMindsetReset. And if you found this episode valuable, hit that subscribe button and leave a review. It means the world to me. We'll catch you in the next episode with more powerful moves for calm and control. Until then, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.